With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Israeli military has killed Hassan Nasrallah, the leader of the Hezbollah terrorist group, in a strike overnight in Beirut. BBC correspondent Peter Banchega.
For several hours overnight, the Israeli military carried out a wave of airstrikes on Dahiyeh, Hezbollah's stronghold in southern Beirut. After warning residents to evacuate, the army said it targeted locations including weapons production facilities and storage sites that it said were under civilian housing. Fleeing their homes carrying only bags and rucksacks, thousands of people have congregated in streets and squares in central Beirut. These attacks follow the most powerful Israeli airstrikes on the city in this conflict, apparently targeting Hezbollah's longtime leader Hassan Nasrallah.
Also at SRNnews.com, the death toll from Hurricane Helene stands at 52 right now, but several people are still missing. Storm caused billions of dollars of destruction across a wide area in the southeast. More than 3 million customers still without power. And the storm is also posing a danger to electric vehicles.
Electric vehicle owners who live in the path of hurricanes should be wary of the risk their cars could catch fire if they're inundated by salt water as the powerful storm moves ashore. There have been several instances of electric vehicles igniting after past hurricanes. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration has been tracking this problem since the first instances of it were reported in October 2012 after Hurricane Sandy struck the Northeast. The problem is that the salt that remains after the ocean water evaporates can conduct electricity and allow the batteries to short-circuit and catch fire. Ron Taylor reporting.
In California, a judge has ordered a mental health evaluation for a man arrested at a courthouse bomb attack earlier in the week. 5 people were injured. This is SRN News. A new pro-Israel group has been formed.
It's called the Conference of Presidents of Christian Organizations in Support of Israel, and it has the backing of nearly 100 evangelical leaders, including Tony Perkins of the Family Research Council and former Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann. The goal of the organization is to muster more support for the Jewish state in the wake of last year's devastating attacks by Hamas and ongoing fighting with that Muslim terrorist group as well as Hezbollah. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A new poll from the Associated Press, NORC Center for Public Affairs Research, finds a solid majority of Hispanics in America believe abortion should be legal in most or all cases. This fact holds no matter what the religious affiliation of a Hispanic American happens to be. 40% of them identify as Catholic, while about 1/3 as Protestant or, quote, other Christian. This is SRN News. Some good news at the gas pumps. Officials say that gas is down once again. As a matter of fact, authorities say it is now some 13 cents cheaper than it was just 1 month ago. And as far as that goes, down 60 cents from this time 1 year ago. When J.D. Vance and Tim Walz take the stage for next week's vice presidential debate, CBS News says it will be up to the candidates, not the moderators, to fact-check one another. That debate is set for next Tuesday evening in Pennsylvania. In Georgia, 2 police officers have been wounded and a gunman shot and killed. That during an incident inside a gun store. Authorities say both of those officers have been hospitalized, and thankfully they are expected to survive. More details at SRNnews.com.